I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Colombia is a country plagued with kidnappings, drug trafficking, and civil unrest. Guerrillas are responsible for much of it. However, Christian radio appears to be having an impact. Transworld Radio's Jim Munger says they received a letter from a guerrilla recently who has come to Christ while listening to them in the jungle. Munger isn't surprised.
There aren't a lot of radio stations that can be heard there, and so they're almost like a captive audience. When we produce programs, we realize that there are people of all walks of life, including guerrillas, that are listening and are becoming Christian.
The guerrillas indicate others are also listening. Next, what began as a traditional medical missions for Medical Ambassadors International moved toward the integration of evangelism and community development activities. In a sense, they outgrew their name. Dr. Bob Paul says they chose a name that better fits their vision and mission, LifeWind International.
It's inspired really by the biblical concept that the Holy Spirit is like the wind, as Jesus said, or it's like the breath of God that breathes life into human beings. And so we mean to point towards the life-transforming power of the Holy Spirit through the name LifeWind.
And Here's Life Inner City needs your support as they plan for the year ahead. Here's Life supports 5 warehouses in 5 major cities around the U.S. that helps the urban poor with the help of the local church. While big companies provide large quantities of food and other physical needs, your financial support is needed to help pay for warehouse space and shipping expenses. This support allows churches to share compassion in the name of Christ, which is effective in seeing people come to Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Free resources are available at 1-800-995-4828. MNN has a new website. Go to missionnetworknews.org to subscribe to our bulletin inserts and free podcasts. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.